I have three scars on my body. I received my first scar at the age of 3 years old when I busted my chin while roughhousing with the neighbor's older daughters. My second scar remained after suffering an injury while playing flag football as a freshman at St. Joseph Seminary College. That ended my football career. The third scar is the result of a total left knee replacement surgery almost 4 years ago. We all bear some sort of scar or wound on our bodies. The bruise from the baseball that hit us into the cheek when we maybe were a kid. The burn from getting too close to the grill at a summer barbecue. Or the beautiful scar from the birth of a child. Scars and wounds are tattoos with bitter stories. Every wound teaches. A disruption of the smooth surface of our body gives us pause to wonder, to become aware of how fragile the human body is, how easily it is penetrated. Wounds can be deliberately inflicted, and wounds make us realize that the world can be a very unsafe place, that our capacity to trust is fragile, and that we are all vulnerable to be hurt in body and soul. An open wound enables us to peer inside the body, below the surface of things. And there we discover that what is underneath us is not always what first appears to the eye. We realize the complexity of our bodies. And we also see the wonder of our very existence and of the creator of this incredible body of ours. Wounds and scars also reveal wisdom. They make us more aware of the stresses and tensions that affect us, of the outside forces that challenge us. And when we touch a wound, or when elements in the environment make them ache, the memories of their infliction instantly return. Wounds and scars are repositories of memories of trauma that teach us. Wounds' inflictions forever alter us and our thinking and understanding. For wounds can be signs of blessing, revelations of healing, and teachers of the wisdom of our Creator. On Easter night, Jesus shows his wounds to his disciples, and especially to Thomas. He talks about them freely, and they are no longer a source of pain and bitter memory, but now they heal and teach and bless. They heal Thomas's troubled soul, riddled with doubt and the loss of faith. They restore Peter and the 11 to hope and communion with Jesus. They reveal God's peace still in their midst, despite the horror of the past 3 days. Our own wounds and scars can have a similar effect on our lives. Bart Millard is the lead singer of the contemporary Christian music group Mercy Me. And after his father died, he wrote a song called "I Can Only Imagine." The song explores what life might be like in heaven. What the song doesn't reveal, however, are the wounds and scars that Bart received from his father, Arthur Millard. He described his father as a jerk who beat him for years, Sometimes 3 or 4 times a week, Bart grew to hate his father, and the two became estranged. At one point, Arthur converted to Christianity, and then he developed terminal cancer. Bart decided to give his father a second chance at a relationship. My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, said Bart. Their story was painful, and it took a terminal illness to bring the two together. But the end of the story is resurrection, including the reconciliation of a father and a son, the creation of a Christian song that has given hope and inspiration to millions of people. Easter neither denies the effects of Good Friday nor erases the wounds of crucifixion. The body of the risen Lord still bears the scars and wounds of his passion and death. Easter is God's compassion, moving us beyond the scars of crucifixion to healing and wholeness. Jesus says to Thomas and his brothers, "Don't be afraid of the nail marks and the scars and the fractured bones and the crushed spirit and the broken heart." We just heard the original ending of John's gospel. The narrator pauses as the writer tells why he wrote this book, that we who read and hear this story may have life in Jesus' name. Life in his name is a gift only God gives. Life in his name brings us the gift of forgiveness that frees us from the power of failure which has on our lives. Someone has rightly said that the universal experience of failure has only 2 outcomes: learning from its pain or repeating its folly. The risen Lord extends the gift of forgiveness and mercy to transform our failure from pain and insult into promise and restoration. Wounds and scars invisible to the eye are the hardest and take the longest to heal. No, we cannot undo those things we have done that have hurt us and others. No, we are powerless to put the toothpaste of sin back into the tube of innocence. But God, by the risen life of Jesus Christ, forgives us into becoming a new being, unchained from the shackles of failure and loosed from guilt's chains. Compassion, forgiveness, mercy, and justice, no matter how clumsily offered, or the ointments that can heal and mend. So who in your life is in need of you offering mercy? How might you offer them this gift of forgiveness and mercy? In the light of unwavering hope, with the assurance of God's unlimited grace, every scar on our bodies, the wounds of sin, or the marks of courageous sacrifice, hard-earned wisdom, and selfless kindness, is the realization of the promise of Easter in our midst. In the spirit of Easter joy and laughter, I leave you with this bit of humorous wisdom. Why doesn't Achilles have any scars? Because his wounds always heal.